Today's reading begins the book of Habakkuk, chapter 1, verse 1. The oracle that Habakkuk the prophet saw, O Lord, how long shall I cry for help, and you will not hear, or cry to you violence, and you will not save? Why do you make me see iniquity, and why do you idly look at wrong? Destruction and violence are before me, strife and contention arise, so the law is paralyzed, and justice never goes forth. For the wicked surround the righteousness, so justice goes forth perverted. Look among the nations and see, wonder and be astounded, for I am doing a work in your days that you would not believe if told. For behold, I am raising up the Chaldeans, that bitter and hasty nation, who march through the breadth of the earth to seize dwellings not their own. They are dreaded and fearsome, their justice and dignity go forth from themselves. Their horses are swifter than leopards, more fierce than evening wolves. Their horsemen press proudly on. Their horsemen come from afar, they fly like an eagle swift to devour. They all come for violence, all their faces forward. They gather captives like sand, at kings they scoff, and at rulers they laugh. They laugh at every fortress, for they pile up earth and take it. Then they sweep by like the wind and go on, guilty men whose own might is their God. Are you not from everlasting, O Lord my God, my Holy One? We shall not die. O Lord, you have ordained them as judgment, and you, O Rock, have established them for reproof. You who are of purer eyes than to see evil and cannot look at wrong, why do you idly look at traitors and remain silent when the wicked swallows up the man more righteous than he? You make mankind like the fish of the sea, like crawling things that have no ruler. He brings all of them up with a hook, he drags them out with his net, he gathers them in his dragnet, so he rejoices and is glad. Therefore he sacrifices to his net and makes offerings to his dragnet, for by them he lives in luxury, and his food is rich. Is he then to keep on emptying his net and mercilessly killing nations forever? I will take my stand at my watchpost and station myself on the tower, and look out to see what he will say to me, and what I will answer concerning my complaint. The book of Habakkuk was probably written around the area of 640 to 615 BC, before the fall of Assyria and the rise of Babylon. God had used Assyria to punish Israel. Now he was going to use Babylon to punish Assyria and Judah. Though these events still had decades before they came to pass. And so the question is being asked, how can God use such a wicked nation such as Babylon for a divine purpose? God judges all nations, and even Babylon would eventually be judged, for Babylon fell to Persia in 539. Though God's ways are sometimes mysterious, we must remain steadfast in faith, trusting in Him. And so Habakkuk begins with a complaint that the leaders that are so wicked are oppressing this righteous remnant that still remains in Judah. And that's a common complaint among writers in the Old Testament. David himself even penned Psalms asking the same types of questions. But beginning in verse 5, God chooses to answer Habakkuk's questions and prayer. But this doesn't necessarily satisfy Habakkuk, because he repeats his quandary, which is, how could God use such wicked people to carry out his plans? And within that complaint is, why do the righteous have to suffer with the wicked? And perhaps we would wonder certain things along these lines even today. It was important then and still today that we realize that God judges all men. And even though God was using an unrighteous nation to bring about his divine judgment against Judah, it did not mean that those Babylonians would escape judgment for the things that they did. Another thing to remember is that as long as God allows us to have free will, there are going to be people in this world that choose to do evil. And that may bother us. It may even weigh heavy upon us. But it's important to realize that the day of judgment will still come. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.